the more you give value to simplicity in your life, the smoother your life becomes. And then whatever work you do, whatever tasks you accomplish, they become very pleasant to do because there isn't that mental burden of additional task, additional thinking, additional choices. You're keeping things really easy on yourself, really simple for yourself. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Feel Good Factor. I'm Susmita Veganosaurus and I'm so glad you could join me here today. Hey gang, it's good to be back. My last episode was a couple of weeks ago. If you listen to that, I spoke about how I would be going off on holiday and meeting family and having a good time at some function. And well, I did all of that and then I came back and promptly fell sick. My throat went for a toss. Finally, today, after 2 weeks of break, I'm able to speak again clearly and I knew that, yes, it was time to get back to podcasting. Today, I wanted to talk about how ease is our default setting. Life is meant to be led with ease, flow, very gracefully. Things are meant to be easy for us. Things are meant to go very smoothly. But all of us have these tendencies which create unnecessary friction in our own lives. Things which we can change, we can give up easily, but because we hold on to them, these particular traits that we hold on to so desperately, we make our own lives difficult. We make our own lives complicated. And then it starts feeling like life isn't easy, life isn't smooth. Everything is difficult. This is the feeling we get. But a lot of the times, we are creating these difficulties ourselves. We can easily get rid of them. Now, there are many traits, many characteristics that cause this. But today, I wanted to particularly focus on very important tendencies, which if we get rid of them, then we can avoid friction and we can choose ease in our lives. The first tendency to eliminate is control. How much time and energy do we spend trying to control things outside of us? Controlling our family, our colleagues, or even the outcome of any work that we put in. We try so hard to control things, make things turn out a very specific way. But here's the thing, nothing is in our control. Well, the only thing that is in our control is our behavior, how we choose to act, what we choose to do. But beyond that, nothing is in our control. And once we accept this, we start saving a lot of energy. We start gaining a lot more mental peace. Because if things aren't in your control, then there's no point trying to control them, trying to make things work out a certain way. All we need to do is put in our efforts, do our work, do our part, and then let go. Whatever has to happen will happen. The second tendency to eliminate is resistance to change. Change is constant. It's a guaranteed thing. There will always be change in our lives. Some of these changes we embrace easily. Some of these changes are difficult. We don't want to embrace them. But it doesn't matter how we feel about the change. Change is going to happen. That's it. Resistance is futile. That's exactly what it is when it comes to change. Don't try to resist things. allow the change to flow, the more you lean into it, the more you flow with it, the easier the change becomes for you to embrace. For example, a couple of years ago, I had to shut down my business. Now, when I had to shut down my business, I had to accept that this is it. This is the end. I have to close it down. There's nothing else I can do about it. Now, the sooner I accepted this, the easier it became. No matter how emotionally difficult it seemed to let go of my baby that I'd grown and nourished and I'd built this business over so many years. So, of course, it was emotionally difficult. However, it was still very easy and very possible for me to just let go of it and focus on the steps, the processes that involved letting go of it. Another big change happened later in the same year where we had to move out of our house, which we'd been living in for more than a decade. And it was not easy. It was not something we wanted to do, but it had to happen. That's it. There was a change. It was due and it had to happen. Again, it would have been natural for me to just sit down and be stubborn and say, no, I don't want this change. I don't want to move out of here. I don't want to let this happen. But I realized that the sooner I embraced it, sooner I accepted that this is a change, and also not only accepted it, but looked forward to the newness. Because yes, when something goes, something old goes, there's something fresh and new coming into your life. And when I embraced that and started looking towards it, then I suddenly had energy, I had inspiration, I had motivation to pack up, to clean things out, to do everything that is needed in the process of shifting your house, which is a huge project. So, resisting change is an unnecessary waste of time, waste of energy, and we just have to accept that change is inevitable. So, let's go with the flow. The third time waster, the third friction causer is worrying. Worrying about things which are out of our control. Worrying about things which we cannot do anything about. In fact, worrying even to the point of analyzing and overanalyzing and overthinking things. Oh, it is such a waste of mental, emotional space. And of course, that leads to your physical energy also being sucked out. Instead of worrying, instead of overanalyzing, instead of thinking of all the ways something could go wrong, we could focus on all the ways something could go right. Because both are anyway illusions, right? Going right, going wrong, nothing is guaranteed. Both are possibilities. Both are future possibilities. So why focus on how things could go wrong? And instead, why don't we focus on how things could go right? And then start taking steps towards that. Towards things working out well. I can't ensure things will go right, but once things have gone right, what is it that I can do to ensure that things are smooth, I'm able to embrace it and just move into that zone of, okay, everything is working out, everything is going smoothly, and then focus our energies on that. The fourth thing that causes friction in our lives unnecessarily is defensiveness and justification. If we truly believe in something, if we feel that this is the way I should be living my life, as long as it's not hurting anybody, causing anyone pain, taking away somebody else's freedom or their choice, as long as that's not happening, you don't have to defend your way of living, your way of thinking. You don't have to justify anything. The sooner we go into that energy of this is it, this is the way things are, and then move with the flow, the sooner we start oozing confidence about that particular decision or that particular way of living or being. You won't even need to defend it to others because you have accepted it with so much complete faith that there's no question of somebody else not accepting it at all. And the fifth time waster is overcomplication. Think of your daily tasks, whatever you do through your day, whether it is at home, whether it is at work, at your business, or wherever it is. How simple do you keep things for yourself? Sometimes we trick ourselves into thinking that we are optimizing certain things, and then because of that, the simplicity goes away. For example, if you have to go out and do some shopping, some grocery shopping, and come back so that you can start cooking a meal, it could be as simple as just walking up to the store, buying your groceries, and coming back and making the meal. But we feel like, okay, I'm putting this effort to go out and buy my groceries, so what else can I combine with this to make sure that that one effort of going out and coming back, I get more out of it? But unfortunately, by trying to combine things, adding these hooks and piling things on, you know, making the task bigger for yourself than it is meant to be, than it's supposed to be, you make things very complicated. And then the task becomes daunting because no more is it just getting into your car or wearing your slippers and just going out and buying groceries and coming back. It becomes, okay, since I'm going to buy groceries anyway, next door there's a medical shop, I'll just pick up these few other things. And then there's a tailor, so let me go and check if the dress that I had given for stitching is ready. And you know, I'm going all the way to that place, so let me complete all these things. You know, you have this afternoon meal waiting to be made and you think, oh God, if I step out now to go buy groceries, I'm going to take many hours. Who's going to come and make the meal? So should I not even do that task or should I do it? Okay, then what can I do for the meal? Because that's not going to get ready by the time I'm back. It's just an example that I'm giving you, but you see how something really simple can be complicated unnecessarily by us. Ask yourself, do we need to complicate things? Do we need to pile on these additional tasks, these additional things for ourselves to the original task or to this original project? Do we need to do that? Before setting out to do anything, ask yourself, how simple can I make this for myself? How quick and easy can I make this for myself? The more you give value to simplicity in your life, the smoother your life becomes. And then whatever work you do, whatever tasks you accomplish, they become very pleasant to do because there isn't that mental burden of additional task, additional thinking, additional choices. You're keeping things really easy on yourself, really simple for yourself. Yes, sometimes we do need to optimize things, but most of the time we need to give a higher weightage, higher value to simplification versus optimization to make your life easier to live. Then there is a pursuit of perfection, this all or nothing approach to things. We want things to be perfect no matter what. And because of this whole desire to keep things perfect, we make things hard on ourselves again. In fact, so many times we don't even get things done. I have a friend who would not fold her blankets. You know, every morning when she got out of bed, she said that, no, I don't fold my blankets. I just leave them like that on the bed. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. Everybody lives life in their own way, right? But it bothers her. The problem is that if she leaves the blanket without being folded and it doesn't bother her at all, then it's fine. But she always said that it bothered her and she used to feel guilty or uncomfortable whenever she walked into her bedroom. So I said, then why don't you fold the blanket? It's a matter of 2 minutes, you know. You just take and you fold it and you put it. And she says, no, my mom always taught me that every morning when I wake up, I have to not only fold the blanket, but I have to take out the bed sheet from the bed and then neatly put it back and tuck it in on all sides. And then, you know, fluff up the pillows and all, and then put the blanket. And it's such a daunting job. There's so much I need to do that I'm like, nah, I won't even fold the blankets. I told her, won't you feel better whether you've, you know, dealt with the whole bed or not? If you see folded blankets when you walk into your room, won't you feel happy? And she said, no, if I don't do the whole thing, I feel like it's pointless to do it at all. And then she continued to just, you know, live this life of feeling uncomfortable, but also not getting the job done. It was very hard for me to wrap my head around this idea, but I realized that there are so many things in my life also where I make things more complicated for myself. I've learned to simplify things for myself. I've learned to not have this all or nothing approach, and it's helped me. There's still a long way to go. There's still a lot we need to learn. So yes, of course, I still need to learn how to let go of perfection even more. But whatever I have let go of, I've realized that, oh my God, it makes my life so much easier and peaceful and stress-free. Because I'm like, I will do what best I can do, what I am able to do right now. And beyond that, whatever I can't do, I can't do. That's it. The moment I let go of that all or nothing approach, life became smoother, easier. So yeah, these are the strongly time-wasting, energy-wasting, friction-causing tendencies in our lives. And if we let go of them, then life becomes so much more smoother, so much more easier. And we're able to flow through our days with ease and grace, peace of mind. And of course, you know, with peace of mind comes better health. Overall, it improves the quality of your life. I'll repeat again, wanting to control things, resisting change, worrying, analysis paralysis, overanalyzing things, defensiveness or justification, trying to spend time convincing others that how you live life is right, overcomplicating things, to pile things on one on top of another so that then the entire task becomes very daunting and difficult and not very pleasant to do. The pursuit of perfection, like this all or nothing approach to things. Think of all the areas in your life, whether it's your personal life, where you're dealing with your home, your family, your cooking, whatever it is, or whether it is your health and well-being and those practices, or whether it's with work and colleagues or your business and team members and, you know, the way things are turning out there. Think of all the different facets of your life and start observing where you are showing these tendencies, these friction-causing tendencies, and then see how you can let go of them. And once you do let go of them, how much of a difference it makes in your life, in your peace of mind, in the way you live your life with ease and grace. Sign up for my newsletter, The Feel Good Tribe. Go to veganosaurus.com, veganosaurus.com/newsletter. Once or twice a month, I send out conversational emails. And if you like what you have heard on the podcast, then you're definitely going to like the newsletter. All right, take care. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Feel Good Factor. I'm Susmita Veganosaurus, and I'm looking forward to talking to you again very soon. Bye.